This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The doctor was the mother. He stood on a block of ice. Both of them were goldfish. It was the cabin of an airplane. He stabbed him with an icicle. And the horse was named Friday.
Adol Rafi, Aaron Keefe, you're both the next contestant on Come On Down.
Woo! Aaron, I did it. What?
He said contestant, singular.
All right, let's wear our one big T-shirt. Finally, an excuse. Come on, let's
all
run.
Right, okay.
Watch your gators.
Faster.
Watch for those gators.
A moat. Okay.
We made it. Hi, we're Adol Aaron.
Hi, we're Adol Aaron.
So happy to be here. Come on down.
On down.
Oh, silly Adol and Aaron. You haven't even come close to coming on down. That's a decoy, and it'll explode in 5, 4.
What's a decoy?
3.
What's a decoy? Oh, he is.
Oh! And then, in case you want to add a sound effect here, that's like a decoy exploding.
Unless he forgets, which he might.
Or unless he's mad at me, still mad at me from what I said about him.
I'm not sure what a decoy exploding sounds like.
He has one. He has one about a decoy exploding. You know he does.
Did we win? Hello?
You haven't come on down yet.
Come on down.
Aaron, I think we have to fall where the decoy fell.
Oh, okay. Ready? Let's jump.
Okay.
There was a bunch of pillows down there. Hold on.
So how did the decoy explode?
He wasn't supposed to explode the pillows.
Okay, Aaron, ready? 1, 2, 3. Jump. Oh, you jumped early.
And Casey, add a sound effect of like really cool falling sounds, unless you're mad at me.
And add like a boing, like we hit a very springy pillow.
Unless you're mad at Adol, and then
yeah,
you
that'd make it a boner sound.
If he is mad at us, what do you think? What sound effects do you think he put in there?
I don't even want to know.
Is Casey mad at us? Is it going to be all? It's going to be all like, what's his name? Screams.
Casey might be mad at us because
what's
I did tell a professional organization that with Casey you get what you pay for. But what I meant was that he's very good at his job.
Very.
And he's
good.
Like. He's very competent.
Yes.
When Casey comes for us, he's coming for you first, and I'm sure of that.
This is fact.
And then maybe me, and then Adol gets to live.
Oh, you.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Hey Riddle Riddle, a podcast about improv and about riddles. It's hosted by 3 friends. One of those 3 friends is Adol. Another one of those 3 friends is Aaron. And a third one of those 3 friends is JPC. And we're all also friends with a guy named Casey who we're mean to constantly.
He's not even typing. Oh, there he is.
Okay.
There he is. Well.
Ha 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 ha. Hack, hack.
Fellas.
Hey, look. If I wasn't friends with Casey, would I have let him talk to me for 15 minutes before we recorded about Baldur's Gate? No, I wouldn't have done that. I would have said, shut the fuck up.
Did you say that as a joke to start?
I can't remember. Probably. It sounds like me.
JPC, give us a 10-second summary of what's the appeal of Baldur's Gate?
Baldur's Gate 3 is like
talk
playing...
to us like we're 5.
What was I doing? This is how I talk to children, by the way. One thing that bothers me is when people go, hey, do you like to go to the bathroom? You can just talk. They're just little people.
Do you like to go to the bathroom?
You don't like to go to the bathroom? It feels good. You know, let's cards on the table. What if I just kept, I never addressed the question that was asked. I just kept getting offended about the next thing. I do think going to the bathroom feels pretty great. Whether it's peeing or pooping, I think it also, it's a little bit of a relief.
Mm-hmm.
I'd rather have it out than in.
I don't know.
Huh. Someone asked me to write down all the craziest stuff you say because they want to study you. So I'm just writing that down really quick.
Hey, if people want to study me, they're going to be studying a guy who's almost empty of piss and shit on a daily basis because I like to get it all out of there.
I think it's going to be really interesting when you, I mean, this sounds terrible, but when you pass away, because they're going to study your brain and they're going to be, they're going to be doing so many tests and it's going to, so many scientists are going to die. Because they'll be studying your brain and like something will go off or like
their
they'll put some solution.
Their hazmat suit will have a cut in it and they'll be like, oh God, no.
It'll be like a horror movie where they're just like, this brain, we don't know what this is. We've never seen anything
or
like this.
Or something nicer.
No, I stand by this.
The scientists will come home and their spouse will be like, how was work today? And they'll be like, you know, it's pretty grip.
And they just turn into
cousins, police horse. Oh no!
Piss on cousin, police horse.
I'm the Illithid tadpole to all of their brains. Mm-hmm. And if you were playing Baldur's Gate 3, you'll understand that reference as Casey does.
Casey says, "Woohoo!"
He's having a great time. He's having a great time. Casey, how mad does it make you that you have to be here while we record these episodes, but you're not supposed to talk on the episodes, but you can't also be playing Baldur's Gate 3 while we're recording these episodes? Infinitely mad, I imagine. That's my guess. That's just my guess.
Real mad. Also, I think, how about for the next 7 episodes, Casey, if you feel inspired to hop on the mic, come on down.
He only gets 7?
Oh, we restarted the game show. Come on down. Oh, no. Oh, here comes the decoy.
Casey is our next, but I'm just saying, if anything, if you want to join a funny scene or a bad scene to make it better, if you just, couple times an episode, if you feel inspired, you might never feel inspired, and that's fine, but you're welcome.
Aaron, I don't know if this is intentional, but you just created the best Beatles parody I've ever heard.
I was thinking the same thing.
Take a bad scene and make it better.
Walk on.
We got to do. Here's what we got to do.
Bad scene.
If we get to, I want to say 8,000 patrons, the three of us, and I'm promising this for us.
We're never going to do this.
We're going to make a Beatles parody album, and it's going to be all Beatles songs parodied in some way about improv or podcasting or riddles.
I'll do that.
Thank you. Aaron's
I did a World News show this last weekend. Neither of you are there, so I feel comfortable telling you this story. Brad. And it was a relatively small cast. I think there was only like 6 or 7 of us. But in the first act, Rob White and I kept finding ourselves in scenes together that people kind of let go on, I would say, a little too long, where he was just like a normal person and I was an insane person. And we did like 2 of them in the first act. And we get back to that stage. I go, hey, man, sorry about making you do these scenes where you're a normal person and I'm an insane person. And then we get into the third act and it's like the second scene. And Rob and I are like cleaning out a house because our parent had died and they were a hoarder. And we're thinking about selling the house. And Rob's like, yeah, we're going to take a bath on this place. And I heard him say take a bath and I wouldn't let that go. I was like, yeah, we could take a bath. Like, that'd be fine. Like, it'd be cool. And he's like, what? No, I don't want to take a bath with you. And I was like, yeah, me neither. I don't want to take a bath with you, but we should, right? Because it's our dad's house. It's
Did his eyes just widen and then did he sigh? Like,
after the show, he goes, it's so funny you apologize for doing the thing that you just do all the time. And I was like, yeah, but I want you to know that I feel bad about it. It doesn't make me feel good to be who I am.
I hate what I do out there.
Yeah.
But I have to do it.
Because of that brain. Because of that sick, sick brain.
Being a crazy person
in my brain.
To Rob's normal person is some of the most fun you can have.
Yeah.
Doing
it is true. He does a good straight man character.
Yeah, little Bobby White, one of my faves, my personal faves.
I'm happy to be here, and I missed you both. Is that true? Yes, it is.
Aaron, thank you for reading off the cue cards.
Yes. Wow, it's...
Okay, and I am also happy to be here. I missed the two of you, and live from New York. It's Sapper Banette.
JPC, can I say something crazy?
Hey, if I get to do it nonstop 24/7, you should be able to do it for one day.
Yeah.
It's episode 269.
Is it?
Yeah, nice.
I didn't get an email about that. I'm wearing the complete wrong shirt.
Aaron, you know you're one of the bosses here, right?
Looks behind me.
We have three bosses
here. Doesn't sound correct at all.
Casey, Tony, and Aaron Q.
little peek behind the curtain about how little I do.
Yeah, this is, it's like Wizard of Oz. It's like Wizard of Oz, but when you move the curtain, it's just an empty chair that says Aaron Keefe should be here.
Mm-hmm. Gone to lunch and it has dust on it. It's like,
when you're the lifeblood of the show, you don't have to pay attention.
Yeah, Aaron's the lifeblood of the show, and the show famously doesn't need lifeblood, so she can just kind of take off whatever she wants. Lifeblood, what a useless concept.
That's so funny. Well, I was going to say, I actually am looking forward to hearing some riddles, if you don't mind.
That's
what's
a crazy
going on? Are you having a terrible day? Like, what's going on with your life?
Wait, Aaron, that was the crazy thing you're going to say?
Yeah, yeah. Huh.
I'm sorry, Aaron. You must be in a terribly low spot right now to want to do some of these riddles.
And I am. And I'll be honest. I don't know, 269 in. I'm having a really bad day.
Aaron Keefe's,
hit me with these riddles.
Aaron Keefe's no good. Absolutely sucktastic. 269ing. Awful, terrible, no good day. A brand new book's hitting shelves after we get 8,000 patrons.
That better be the title of this episode, so help me.
Aaron, I don't want to even attempt to cheer you up, but I we will get to some riddles, but I was having a conversation with Mariah earlier, and if this does cheer you up, then that's an incidental benefit. But we were driving the other day. I'm driving, and we pass a gas station, and Mariah goes, that gas station had a sign out in front of it that said, it's giving pump.
What?
And I was like, what? I was like, who is that for?
And just for context, for listeners who maybe started here at 269, JPC, Mariah is the dead bird you keep in your coat pocket?
Mine. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh,
no,
man.
My lovely wife said, there's a sign that says, it's giving pump. And I was like, what the fuck? Like, is that trying to get, like, Gen Z to buy gas? Like, what the fuck is, like, what would that even be for?
That truly sucks.
I would watch a documentary about the choice, that choice that someone made and why they made it.
We had this whole conversation because we were like, is it like, you're like working for Shell, but you're like a young marketing professional and you're like trying to convince your like 50-year-old boss that this is going to help sell gas or something? Yeah. Like, pumping gas is a sleigh. And it's like, why would this be? Yeah.
Olive Garden, also, it's giving unlimited.
Like, the thing, people who, like, are trying to pull you into something that's already, like, unfortunately such a necessity.
Yeah.
Like, I really don't have a choice. I need gas right now. You're the closest gas station.
Yeah.
I'm not here because of the sign. That's what I would say if I went to that gas station. I'd go, here's my money. I just want you to know that I did not come here because of the sign.
I look 23, but I'm not here because of it's giving pump.
I'm truly trying to think, are there gas ads? Like, have I ever seen like a Shell commercial? I don't think so.
I used to see them. I used to hear them on the radio when I listened to the radio, but that was like 10, 15 years ago. Because I remember the jingle, at work or play, you're on your way, the convenience stores of Speedway.
Okay.
But
all right.
But what I don't think I've seen commercials, like TV
bottled
commercials.
Water and gas, I don't see a lot of ads.
You just unlocked a memory for me. Those Christmas toys that they would do a different kind of car every year for Christmas. Was that a gas station company or a car company? Do you know what I'm talking about?
No.
They'd have like a plane? Oh.
I don't know, Aaron. And you're from the East Coast, and my older brother used to get these, I think, from his East Coast relatives, and they were like Hess trucks.
Yeah.
Hess, I think, is a gas station or something on the East Coast. I don't actually know what it is. But for whatever
Hess
reason,
holiday trucks.
Hess holiday trucks. Okay, so that's the thing you're talking about.
Yeah.
Okay. That was a big thing. I don't know. I'm not from there, but
I was recently in Dallas, Texas, with a friend of the show, Jeffrey Craner, and he was talking about he was wearing something, and I was like, "What is that beaver?" And he's like, "It's Bucky," and like I should know it. And I'm like, "What is this?" And it's something called Bucky the Beaver. And I guess there's a gas station chain called Bucky's, and the things he described that gas station sells are insane. Like they sell like onesies and they sell all these things that a gas station should not have. But I guess it's a whole, I want to say lifestyle for Texans or for.
Oh, it's Texas?
I believe so. Yeah.
Okay. Is it like Flying J or Pilot? Like those like huge, humongous gas stations? Or is it just like, is it the size of like a neighborhood gas station?
I didn't get to go to one, but the way he talked about it made it sound like it was quite sizable.
Hess is an oil company. That's super sinister. like they were just
well, yeah, but that's that's, I mean, they're that's who's, you know, transporting those oil through those trucks. So I guess the Hess trucks things make sense. Oh, I didn't tell you the best part about the story. A couple days later, I'm driving home. And it's the gas station on our block, but I'm sitting out in front of, or down the block, but I'm sitting at a traffic light, and I look over, and I see a sign. I see the sign that Mariah saw. The sign says, The Giving Pump, and it's for, like, a charity. It doesn't say, it does not say at any point on this sign, it's Giving Pump. That's just something that she saw, read wrong, and got mad about, and then I got really mad about it.
Okay.
The gas station pump, gave so much to a kid that the gas pump eventually withered away. Beautiful story. But I do want
to
see
this. Now I want that to happen. I want that to exist in the world. It's Giving Pump.
I do want to see the scene. It's the three of us, and we are all we're all in a marketing or ad agency. We're way too old to be saying what we're saying, but okay. We're trying to appeal towards a younger generation with our clients.
Okay, great. All right, fellas, let's get started. Here we go.
Okay.
What do young people say?
How are we going to make young people get into Panera Bread?
Yes.
That's the
whole
goal.
Smoke a Red Bull. I'm cashed.
Smoke a Red Bull.
Get cashed.
Yes.
What else?
Are hashtags still a thing?
What was that, Dolores?
Dolores Dorison.
What? What was your question?
We'll put it down. There's no bad ideas. There's no bad ideas or rainstorms.
Can I please retire? Please.
Well, you tell us. Do you have the money?
No.
No. Okay. All right. So Panera's off the board. Kraft Singles. How can we make Kraft cool again?
What if we say it's gay? Because that's cool now.
Yeah. Swipe right on a Kraft single.
Mac and cheese is homophobic.
I want to go home. Yeah.
I'd like to put this on a grinder, because a grinder, I think, is also a hoagie, right?
Yeah, I think that's a regional thing, not a young thing.
Next company.
Okay, what do we have, Dolores?
Oh, I had to bring one?
Oh, no. You're right. We don't pay you enough to do that.
Yeah, you rest, Dolores. You rest. The next one is Hess Oil.
Hess Oil.
Hess Queen.
Dolores Dorison.
Kill me, boys.
Is that a young person?
Oh, actually, you know what? That may have been her last good idea. Maybe it is better if we just.
Okay. Here's what we should do. Wait. Let her cook.
Okay.
Let her cook. Dolores?
Let her cook.
Were you cooking?
I said Hess Queen, and I'm not sure I have another idea.
Okay. Well, that's... okay, then that's
give me
done.
Another company. Let's see if I got any left.
Sure. Ford Trucks.
Blah.
Oh,
she
folded inside out.
Wow. I've never seen... A person.
Huh. All right, she is dead, boys. We got to keep going.
Hold on, Ford Trucks,
she is dead.
I'm doing the numbers here. It looks like we can take what we were paying Dolores, because she'd been here for a little while, and we can hire 30 to 40 15-year-olds. Now, they can only work in 4-hour shifts, but, I mean, we can just mine all of their ideas.
Oh, that's
great. That sounds ethical. Get it on the books.
And speaking of paying these younger generations less money, we can have that be the slogan, you can't afford truck. Huh?
Okay. And
you're fired.
Just flipping inside out. Okay, we are going to get to some riddles, everyone. Don't worry. You're listening to the Riddle Podcast. It's your favorite guys. We're going to take care of you, sweet baby. Don't worry.
Everyone's throwing their phones into oncoming traffic.
But their windows are rolled up, so it just bonks them in the head. Bounce.
We have this one. This is an email, again, from 2018. The subject line here is Riddle from My 6-Year-Old.
Fun. Well,
what starts with?
What? Now they're 10. What?
Oh,
or
my
no.
God. No.
They're 11.
Well, yeah. They're 11 now.
Happy birthday.
That's
Charlie
X5.
This child, since this email was written, this child has almost doubled in age.
I'd say more than doubled.
I don't know. That's not my fault. I'm not the boss.
Wait, hold on. You think from 6 to 11 is more than doubled?
Yes, because if they listen to this podcast, this podcast famously, it's like dog years. If you listen to Hey Riddle Riddle for 1 year, you've aged, I want to say, 6 to 7 years.
Yeah. Sunscreen can't protect you from this.
Retinol is useless.
I heard a lot of like 17, 18 year olds were like binging our show so they could go to bars.
Yeah. And there's also, well, there's also butt listening.
Good.
Which is where they put the podcast app up their butt and listen to it. And apparently you absorb it faster.
Yeah, college sophomores doing that.
You take an AirPod and put it up your butt so you can listen to the podcast.
The Borg thing? Do you guys know about Borgs?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Robin Williams' character from the sitcom?
That exactly. was actually...
Borg and Mindy.
There was a person I went to college with that was so ahead of their time that they would do that because they would be so obsessed with not having hangovers that they would go like, no, you just have a water thing and then you pour vodka in the water thing so you're getting so much water so you don't feel hungover.
JBC, Borg
I hope they're
for,
okay wherever they are.
Borg
I would say
blackout,
hell or prison.
Rage gallon.
Look, you know that it's all speaking a foreign language to a guy who is sober as a whistle, and that I'm wet from mouth moisture.
Okay,
here's the riddle. This is from a child.
We have to get to it.
This is from a child.
Yes,
child no more. This was from a first grader. Now from a fifth grader. What starts with T, ends with T, and is filled with T's. Starts with T, ends with T, and is filled with T's.
Teapot.
Wow. Ooh, teapot. That is a good answer, but it is not the answer that we are looking for.
Golf. Round of golf. Okay.
Golf starts with a T. It ends with everyone having a little tea at the clubhouse afterwards. And it's filled with T's. And what's the filled with T's? Those are like the tee-hee-hees, little jokes you tell
teasing.
With your golf buddies.
Yeah, somebody sort of hits it in the sand trap and you go,
I think teapot's good, and I think we can move on. What?
Well, you said the right answer.
I don't think so.
You did. You just said
I don't
said
remember.
It.
What did I say? I have no idea.
You said T's. It is filled with T's. So you didn't say
T-shirt.
The right answer, but it is filled with teasing. Teasing is what it is filled with, this word. So it starts with T, it ends with T, and it's filled with T's, spelled T-E-A-S-E.
Where do people get teased? Riddle podcast.
I want to say Thai school.
It starts with R, it ends in T. Riddle podcast.
Third great.
It's not a place.
Okay.
I would say that this is like an action. It's something that you can do. It starts with a T and it ends with a T.
Okay. Tesseract.
I don't know.
It's kind of the thing that I've been doing to Casey, knowing that he can't possibly fight back because as soon as he gets on mic, I start yelling
Negging.
At him. I'm trying to fuck Casey.
Tyrant.
Tyrant.
That's
the T. Tyrant is good. I think a tyrant would do this thing.
Yeah. Is it one word or more than one word?
It is one word.
One word. How many letters?
Five letters.
Five
and it
letters.
Starts with T and it ends with T.
Fool, you've given us everything.
No! It is taunt. Yes, it is a taunt. It
I do
starts
see
with
a
T.
Scene.
That kid is brilliant.
With T's.
Taunt. I want to see a scene. JPC, you are an old-timey king, and you have hired a local artisan of song to write a little poem or a little song. Aaron, you are that artisan, and you have come up with I'm a Little Teapot, but you're still workshopping it, and it's not coming along quite as you had hoped.
All right, it's time for me to see what my gold has paid for.
Yes, and I'm not hungover. Right? Okay.
Neither am I.
And I didn't forget that it was today.
Yes, and we all know what day it is, and so why say it?
Sunday.
Huh? I said, why say it? Not like how an old, like, why say it?
Great. Well, I did not write this on the carriage right over here, obviously. I've been working on it for many months. Because
as
you paid
be
me
expected.
So much gold.
So much of my gold.
Wow, you're drinking tea right now that looks delicious. So funny, the song's actually about tea.
It's actually vodka. I'm just drinking it in a teapot because it's to hydrate. It's vodka.
Well, would you like to hear the poem song?
I would love to hear the poem song.
I'm a little teapot. Short and stout.
Short and stout. She calling the queen. She's calling the king.
Here is my handle. Here is my spout.
First spout? I was spouting off at the king's mouth.
I was born with that spout. It was surgically removed by a wizard.
Commenting on his spout.
And I get all steamed up. I can't be right.
I'm listening.
Are those the lyrics?
Shouting at the king.
Tip me over and pour me out.
I'm not going to tip
for a
you.
Tip? She got paid all that gold.
Run!
Me?
I run
for what?
And go right into the wall. Scene.
That riddle says, we were reading riddles for kids and got to this question. Rather than the listed answer, which was teapot, my son said taunt, and I could not say that he was wrong. So congratulations to that child for thinking outside the box.
If you ever use any sort of language transcriber thing, there's, I think it's French maybe, but I saw a video where it's like, forgive me, I can't remember the words, but it's like if you type in, the fly went into my aunt's soup and something, 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 and then you translate it in French, it's ton, 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 ton,
ton. That's really funny.
This is, they also said, please make a kids show sometime so I can let them listen. And I got great news for you from 2018. I think we did that a couple of times. Now, yeah. Do I remember the episodes? No, but they're there.
They're November episodes. They're, I think, labeled. They were the Wednesday before Thanksgiving, but I don't know
what
year.
That's right. Wow.
That's right. So the whole family could listen.
I should do another one this year.
Yeah.
Should
absolutely.
I?
Should. Yes. Great reminder. Thank you for the reminder, person whose name you didn't say that I could read, so I didn't read it. These next ones are from Bill. Bill in Brunswick.
Hmm.
Maine?
The bowling ball?
There's Brunswick feels like one of those places where there is thousands of Brunswicks, right? Yeah. So we'll never know. So that's it's a good hiding in plain sight, Bill. Bill wrote two riddles. Mm-hmm. Bill says, I would consider the first a riddle and the second a puzzy. So, or a riddy and a puzzy. So, which would you rather do first, the riddy or the puzzy?
Riddy.
Riddy.
Wow. Anti-puzzy crew. Y'all a bunch of puzzy haters? What's
no,
going on?
We didn't say that. Don't put words in our mouth.
We alluded to it, but...
All right, well, here's your riddy from Bill. When I'm forwards, I'm like a buffalo. When I'm backwards, I'm like B-U-F-A-L-O. What am I?
No sib. Can you read the second part of that again? So when I'm forward, I'm like a buffalo. Wait, four words, does that mean four words, like 1, 2, 3, 4 words?
Adel, you've done riddles before. I can see that you've done riddles before. You get a gold star for listening. Okay. No, it is not. It's four words, like the word forward.
Okay.
When I'm backwards, I'm like B-U-F-A-L-O.
B-U-F-A-N-O.
Buffalo. L-O. Yeah.
L-O. Buffalo.
The letters in Buffalo.
Okay. All right. So we solved
forwards,
it.
I'm like a confused. Buffalo. When I'm backwards, I'm like B-U-F-A-L-O. Did
Olafub?
You say you solved it?
Is it Olafub? The snowman from Frozen?
A buffalo in a mirror.
All right, I want to see a scene. So
hold
obviously,
on.
We banned them.
Aaron,
you don't remember, but it was a whole meeting that we had.
Aaron, I wasn't going to dead stop you. I was going to celebrate how funny that was.
I don't trust that.
Obviously, in Frozen, they had to build a bunch of snowmen before they got one that could like sing or dance or however, whatever
first
happened
just
to that
screamed.
Movie.
Screamed. Yeah.
Aaron, what's one of the characters in Frozen?
Elsa,
that's who you're going to be. You have just made a snowman, but this one is Olafub. Olafub? You've made Olafub, and Olafub is not a very good snowman. That's you, Adel.
And I'm making a snowman.
Soup. Must have soup.
Everybody stand behind me.
Oh, hey. Here. Delicious shoes. I eat your shoes. Cocaine. Cocaine.
You're biting at my toes. Hey, excuse me.
Sweet powder,
what's your
fresh
name?
Powder. My name
I
is Olafab.
I made you.
Olafab.
Oh, God, so much is coming out of your mouth. So much garbage.
You didn't
garbage.
To give me a tongue, did you? So that you had a tongue like this.
Okay, so this
you
is
have a
what
sister.
Happened, everybody. Give me 1 second, Olafub. Just
Taller
one
sister.
Sec. I'll be right back. Okay, guys, I messed up pretty bad. So I normally, you know, I can, like, make beings out of snow, right?
Sure, Elsa, of course.
I did not look under the snow that I was using, and I think some garbage spilled over and then snow fell on it.
Oh.
So I made a part garbage, part snow creature. Any ideas of how to kill it? I'm thinking fire.
The fire or the sun, I guess? Or my reindeer here, whose name escapes me. What's your name, buddy?
My name is Rainbeard.
Okay, we
yeah,
got two
Rainbeard,
things to burn.
My reindeer. He actually ingested some snowman trash earlier today, and he's been a little weird.
Yeah, I ate the snowman trash, but it's actually, it actually tastes fine. Wait, who's this guy? Who's this Rainbeard? Who is this beguiling creature?
I love you. Shall we kiss?
Well, hello.
Hello. Yeah, I'm Shantae.
I wouldn't cook you out of bed, freaking quackers.
I think we should leave them here and let them be.
Slow dance under the moon.
Zip.
Zip.
Of course, they were both wearing pants. A reindeer and a snowman in pants.
Yeah, of course they're both wearing pants.
Mm-hmm.
Aaron, you said a buffalo staring into a mirror, which is a great guess, but it is not the correct answer.
I do love the idea of just
curtsy.
A buffalo kind of drunk, maybe high, just staring in a mirror being like, what is this? What am I? What? I don't know.
Has
horns?
My skin always looked like this?
Do I?
Oh, God.
My head's so big.
And then it like puts on a pair of pants and goes, do I look fucking amazing in these pants? What?
What?
Well, I don't know, guys. I mean, I can't. I'd love
I'm
to
thinking.
Tell you the answer.
Did we get
but
the
I can't
answer?
Give
okay.
you the answer. Did you get the answer?
I'm like a buffalo forwards.
I think maybe I don't
I'm
know.
B-U-F-A-L-O.
I would like to just know.
Can we get a little hint? I would like a little hint before I toss in the
tool. Okay. When I'm forwards, I'm like a buffalo. When I'm backwards, I'm like B-U-F-A-L-N-O.
Mozzarella. Mozzarella, New York, upstate New York.
You are looking for a word that's not the word buffalo,
okay.
That is spells different things when you spell it forward and backward. But both of these clues point to one of those words. So when I'm forwards, I'm like a buffalo.
Mm-hmm.
And then you take that word and turn it backwards, and it's like B-U-F-A-L and O. Or O, and so or O.
Fucking
I don't get it.
So it's like a buffalo.
It's like a buffalo. What are some things that are like a buffalo?
So the word that's like a buffalo is almost exactly like the word buffalo spelled backwards?
No, you're looking for a word that when you spell it backwards is
sure.
like, when you spell it forwards, it's like a buffalo. And when you spell it backwards, it's going to be like B-U-F-A-L and O.
Okay, oh, buffalo.
So no, no. What are some
cool,
things?
Though.
What are some things that are like a buffalo?
A
What's
bison.
Like a buffalo?
A bison,
okay.
A nickel, a dance.
It's not a bison. It's not a nickel.
A Syracuse.
You're closest with bison.
A yak.
You're closest with... I'm sorry?
A yak.
And what does yak spell backwards?
I guess K.
And is K a letter?
It is.
Then it's like B-U-F-A-L and O. Adelie, the answer is yak.
Oh, fucking fuck.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mr. GPT, that one made me mad.
That one made me very bad. Did you two ever, this might have been, before, I mean, everything I experienced was before your time. Did you ever have yak backs? Do you remember yak backs?
Wasn't the yak back in the first Home Alone movie, too?
I believe so, actually, yes.
Yeah.
I don't know what that is.
I know it. I think I did have one, but I think I mostly know it from Home Alone.
I can Google it.
Casey said I was big on yak backs. Yeah, it was
that
a little
device. That
makes
sense because he went into audio engineering.
Oh, yeah,
wow.
Yes. It was a little device where you press on a button and you say something and then it repeats it back. Or you could record someone's, like your dad snoring and then play it back and like embarrass him and during company. So
yeah. Damn, Casey, that's your origin story.
That's your villain.
Yak
that's
backs.
Your origin villain story.
All right, well, Casey has to call his therapist, it looks like, right now and unpack some stuff. So we are going to take a little bit of a break, but we will be back here with the results from Casey's therapy after this quick break.
Excuse me, Rainbeard and I are getting married. Can we get married on the podcast?
During the break?
We're just doing it so we can have sex.
Oh,
and health insurance.
Break. Break it. Break.
Yep.
Break the break.
come in here quick.
Oh, Aaron, what's
going on, Aaron?
Haircut, would you, new makeup, what's going on?
No. I added new photos to my aura frame, and there's one of us coming up that I'm dying for you guys to see.
Okay.
We just gotta wait a second.
This is you taking a bath? I don't know why this one's on here.
Oh, this is awesome. I love this.
It's mostly photos of me taking a bath in a full wetsuit, pretending that I'm sort of like exploring. Doesn't matter. Whoa. Just wait for the photo.
And there's bags of rice that say JPC Natal on them.
Doesn't matter. Don't look too closely at those photos.
It's like Scuba Steve from not Billy Madison.
Big Daddy.
Scuba Steve is from Big Daddy. Big Daddy.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, and even friends in your life, every mom loves an aura frame. And I'm not a mom, but I love an aura frame too. Named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. And I'm not one of Oprah's favorite things, but I love aura frames. And aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages. My mom has one. Your mom has one. All of our moms have one. And I love them.
You can use your finger to swipe across the top. Okay, so this is like a professional photo shoot. Who's taking the pictures of you in the wetsuit in the bath?
Don't ask questions.
From Aura to Oprah, everyone loves this frame. And true story, I gave my mom one last year, like you were saying, Aaron. I gave her one for her birthday. She is obsessed. And here's the fun part is Gemma and I have an app where we can add photos on our phones to my mom's frame. And she lives hours away. And that's fun and enjoyable.
This is, you're still in the wetsuit, but now you're at like a child's birthday party? Like whose birthday party is it? Were you hired to be here in a wetsuit? It doesn't seem wetsuit themed.
And don't be
stop asking questions.
You called us in here.
And don't be concerned about your parent or relative figuring it out. It takes 2 minutes to set up a frame using Aura app. Literally 2 minutes. It's very simple.
I know that this is confusing because of what we're saying, but you can choose the photos that you put on the Aura frame. It doesn't choose for you or make your friends scroll through hundreds of photos of you at this birthday party.
I handpicked these.
Not only can you choose them, but there's also a private feature. You have complete control over who has access to your frame, and the Aura app lets you share photos more securely than with email, which many other digital frames require. Oh, Aaron, I just got a notification here in my Aura app that you want to share with me all your photos.
Aaron.
Send them to everyone.
Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code Riddle at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Oh, here it is. It's the photo of all of us. Nope, it's bags of rice with our name written on them.
Do you love it?
I want to leave. This podcast is sponsored by Squarespace.
Hey, daddy-os, come on into the party.
What's this going to be?
What is the vibe in here? It's like the language and the decorations are like wildly incongruent.
Chill, man. Here, it's hip to be square, because we all use Squarespace, dig?
Oh, okay. Yeah, Squarespace, that's the all-in-one fun website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. Whether you're starting out or growing a managing brand, Squarespace makes it easy to build a beautiful website. Yeah, yeah, we know. We understand.
I built a website for my beret.
Oh, cool.
Wait, I'm sorry. On behalf of, or it's like featuring? Did your beret tell you to build a website?
That's right.
Tell your beret that it can sell exclusive content on your site by adding a paywall to sell memberships or courses, or sell files your customers can download, like PDFs, music, or ebooks, or little pictures of the beret.
Tell your beret. Doing whatever, Aaron, you want. Don't encourage him to talk to the beret. What are you doing?
I talk to the beret.
Huh?
That's cool, man. Mm-hmm. Also, you can upload video content, organize your video library, and showcase your content on beautiful video pages, like all these videos of my beret. You want to see?
I don't know that I want to see videos of your beret. It looks like you also have flexible payments on here, so you can make checkout seamless for your customers with simple but powerful payment tools. You can accept credit cards, PayPal, Apple Pay, something called Beret Pay?
Burpay.
And in eligible countries, offer customers the option to buy now and pay later with Afterpay and Clearpay. Actually, you know what? I think Beret Pay seems to just be written in like pencil next to it. I don't necessarily know.
Looks like a beret wrote it.
That's all right. Don't be so uptight. Listen, head on over to squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/riddle to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
I'm getting a phone call and it says it's from the beret.
Don't pick up.
The call is coming from inside my hat.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Ooh, Adeline, Aaron.
Oh, what's wrong? Hey, JPC, what's wrong?
What's going on, buddy?
I just fell out of a tree, and I think I hurt my emotions.
Oh, it's a pretty short tree, yeah.
It's a shrub.
It's more like
I was
a
trying
small
to eat
plant.
It.
Well, whether you're a human or a tree, or you fell from a tree, you should check out BetterHelp. Have you heard of this? You seen this?
Oh, his De Niro impression coming up in the ad read. Analyze
JPC,
that.
We all carry around different stressors, big and small, and when we keep them bottled up, they can affect us negatively. Like, what's going on with you?
So what you're saying is that maybe the fact that I was trying to eat a shrub in the yard could be related to my emotions feeling all emotive?
Better helping to me
is good.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Say if you want like a Billy Crystal type.
And you know, this kind of therapy works so well for me because I love being able to message my counselor anytime, and I don't like getting in the car to go to therapy. It just stresses me out. So if you haven't done therapy for a while and you're thinking about getting back into the game, I would give this a shot.
Hi, guys. It's me, JPC. I know what you're thinking. That character who fell out of a shrub and hurt his arm and thought maybe his arm was his emotions. That's not really what therapy's all about.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Wrong. Nope. Right. That's not what therapy's all about. Therapy is about something different.
Anyways, get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/riddle today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/riddle, RIDDLE.
I have better, Greg. Can you help me?
It's a lot of
perfect.
Fun, Adel.
Perfect.
Thank you.
Okay, Casey says, got the results. I got my results back from my therapist. I failed.
See me after session?
Casey, I've been there. I've been on the other side of that email many times before. Just kidding. Mental health is a work in progress. We're all just trying to get there. All right, you guys did your ready. Are you ready for your puzzy?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
Are you a little mad that you had your... You had your dessert first?
Yep.
And I got to eat your vegetables
first? My tummy hurts.
Yeah, if that was a dessert, then I'm not sure I want to know what's for dinner.
Okay. Here's the puzzle. Can you come up with a three-letter word where you
Yak.
Can substitute...
It's got to be.
Got him.
Got his ass.
Absolutely fucking got me. God damn. Okay. Can you come up with a three-letter word where you can substitute the vowel of the word with all other vowels except Y? We don't have to do Y. So A-E-I... and the goat, you.
Hmm.
And every time you do so, it makes another real word. For example, vowel B does not work because although, even though cab, cob, and cub are words, kib and keb are not. Likewise,
it's my favorite Nickelodeon show.
Kib and keb. P vowel G does not because while pig, pog, and pug are words, pag is not a word.
Hmm.
They included three things that they found that would work. Maybe there are others. All you have to get is one. All you have to get is
one. Start with P, end with N.
Okay, Aaron, do the math.
Wow.
Walk me through it.
Pan, pen, pin, pawn.
Pontificate. Pontificate.
I did it!
I did it!
There she
I
is.
I did it.
Mrs. Three Letters.
Aaron, that's really good because better than the example, that one has four words that work. It just does not have that.
I got so
one.
Excited, I forgot to test it with O.
I'm gonna go with
test it with pawn.
Starting with T, ending with T, we have tat, short for tattoo. Tet, as in Fortet
Tetris.
The band. Tit, of course. Tot, as in tater, and tut, as in Tutankhamun.
So that is another really good attempt.
Okay.
Here's the thing. Go ahead in your mind, just do all five of them before you bring me the answers.
No,
I don't have to. I don't have to be the asshole who says pass. I pass on that.
Okay.
M and T. But I haven't.
M and T.
M.
But you haven't.
Met.
What do you mean, but you haven't?
Mutt. Oh, no, that's nothing.
Oh, I think
and
I got one.
That's nothing.
I think Mott's nothing, yeah.
What about TNN? We have tan, ten, tin, ton, and that's all the letters.
No, no,
and
no,
and then
no.
Ton spelled the British way. T-U-N.
Is there an N or T? Is either letter an N or a T?
Is either letter an N or a T? There is one that works where a letter is a T, yes. That they are listening.
Wow.
Look, I don't have to do this one. I don't have to think about them. I could just read the three. They came up with three answers, and I think that that's fine with me. Also, look at this. This is a picture that Mariah just sent me of a raccoon on the roof of the garage outside.
Okay.
She said Spaghetti was freaking out about that raccoon. I was like, yeah, get her away from that thing.
The most fucked up thing is that the raccoon is burning the lens of the camera like it's looking right at Mariah.
Yeah. I know. Well, I think when she took this picture, the raccoon was looking at the 55-pound German Shepherd saying, I want to eat you.
Do you think you summon raccoons by doing the J.P. Riddles voice?
That's the first time I've ever seen a raccoon in the yard. And in like broad daylight, I think it's also weird. You know, raccoons are the largest North American marsupial?
Can't be right.
Yeah, don't lie.
What about neutrino? Neutrino marsupials?
The thing about raccoons is they're very dangerous, but they're so fucking cute looking. They look like little trash pandas. Rat. They're so cute.
Rot, rut, rat.
No, it's not rot.
Sut.
Is T the last letter when it does work?
Aaron, there is one where T is the last letter. Yeah.
Is S-U-T a three-letter word? Is this because is this like Scrabble rules where it's like somebody plays like R-L-M and you're like, that's not a word. And then you look in the Scrabble dictionary and you're like, I guess.
You don't need to use Scrabble rules. There's one that they included where I think that you would have to use Scrabble rules for, but
it's not S beginning with S ending in T.
Not C.
Because it works except
it's
for
not.
Sut. Okay.
It's not S. It's not Sut. Sut doesn't work.
Well, it's what I call Sutton Foster because we're on good terms.
You told me the other week that you weren't on speaking terms. Oh, sorry. Okay, Casey, go ahead and cut that.
G? Dancing terms?
You're mad at us.
G?
It's not G.
Cat?
Okay. Aaron, one of your first guesses had the right first letter.
P.
Is it B?
Walk me through it.
Pat.
Walk me
through it, Aaron. Pit, pot, putt.
Is P is put?
A
yes.
The other one that they had found was P and P. You have pap, pep, pip, pup, and pop. And then the other one that they found was D and G, because you have dag, deg, dig, dog, and dug. And deg is the one where they said that apparently dig, and UK listeners, you can let us know. Bill in Brunswick, which may or may not be in the UK, says deg, D-E-G, means to water a plant in the UK.
Well, famously, as mentioned before on an episode, Brad Pitt in the movie Snatch says, do you like dags?
Yeah.
And they go, what? Degs. He goes, do you like dags?
You like dags. So I guess, Bill, if you are using Brad Pitt in the movie Snatch rules, which we're always using, the two Brad Pitt rules that are always welcome on this podcast are the one from Snatch, where you can say deg,
Snatch rules,
and the one from Ocean's 11, where you always could just be eating for whatever reason at all times. Okay. I want to read this next one. This is an email that we got from 2018. I think this is an honest mistake. You can let me know what you think. I'm going to read the email verbatim. Hey, Adolf, Aaron at GBC.
Yeah. Okay.
Honest mistake, I guess.
It seems like maybe like an autocorrect issue, right? I don't think.
Voice memo.
Usually when it's a voice memo, though, it doesn't get JPC right. But that tickled me. I have a riddle for you guys. I heard on a Batman show, so you might be familiar with this riddle. Here it is. Four words I'm having, backwards I'm not. What am I? It's another four words backwards riddle. Isn't that a fun theme for the episode?
Having?
Four words I'm having, backwards I'm not.
Are you saying having or having?
Oh, yeah, I'm saying having with a V.
Oh, okay.
I'll half what she's halving.
Yes.
So from you want creamer
cinema.
Or no? Yeah. Four words I'm having, backwards I'm not. So this is like... yar and nar or something. So it's
yar and nar.
I'm having fun and then I've had enough.
Ooh, actually, that's pretty great. Isn't she lovely?
I've had enough and I'm having fun. Aaron, I'll give that one to you. I think that works.
So what are some words of affirmation? Yes.
Now that I'm reading this riddle and the answer, I don't necessarily know. Maybe there is a misspelling in here. Yeah. Maybe this is a voice to text. Because forwards I'm having, I don't necessarily know, makes a lot of sense. Backwards I'm not does make sense though. Forwards I'm having?
So the answer
is going to help me with this.
So you're saying when you read the answer, we're not sure if it even fits the forward I'm having.
Yeah, but the backwards I'm not part is really, really quite there. So I think that if you can get that part.
On and no?
No.
Okay.
Think more literally. Backwards I'm not.
Ton.
Yeah. Oh, it's ton and not. But they say the answer to the riddle above is ton. This is because a ton is heavy.
Uh-huh.
But forwards I'm having was the clue there.
Okay.
Do they mean maybe forwards I'm heavy, backwards I'm not? Is that what they were going for?
Yeah. And I think our first clue was calling me Adolf.
So here's what I'll say.
They wrote this while they were skydiving.
If you want to write a riddle to the show, finish your skydive.
I'd like to see a scene. You are two skydivers, and you've decided to email our show midway through skydiving.
Oh, hey, I just thought of a riddle, and I want to send it to that podcast.
Which podcast?
Oh, my God. I had it a second ago, but then when you asked me the question, I lost it.
Yeah. Well, let's compose the email first, and then we'll figure it out.
Okay, let me get out my phone. What? Okay, that's gone.
That's gone. We'll remember
that's
it.
Gone.
We'll remember. Oh, you hit your guy in the face, and now he's passed out.
Oh, you were tandem skydiving.
Oh, no.
We're beginner skydivers.
Let's hurry up with the riddle so we can get... Okay,
Wait, get out your phone and call for help because my guy's passed out.
Okay. Oh, I let go and I hit your guy in the face again. He's back awake.
Good.
Okay. Oh, he's panicking. He doesn't know. He somehow lost his memory, but he knows piano.
Guy, it's okay. It's okay. We're trying to remember what podcast I was going to email a riddle I had thought to.
Where am I?
No, that's not it.
Scene.
Scene.
Okay.
Okay.
We've been doing it for too long when the answer is no, that's not it. All right. Shut up, you guys. I forgot that I had picked this one, that I have to get to this one because I think you're going to very much like it. This is actually a newer email. And let me see. Do I have permission? Well, whatever. Dan is the person that sent this email, and that's an ambiguous enough name. Dan has a game inspired by a recent episode that we have done. And the game is called Penguin, Base, or Ball.
Hmm.
Penguin, Base, or Ball. I don't know what that could be inspired by, but that's what it is. And we'll never know. So Dan says, I've been inspired to make a little game after the episode where something happened. Each player will pause in to determine whether the question is referring to penguins, bases, or balls. Keep in mind that some of the words have multiple definitions, and as a bonus, some questions are made up of rules for penguin baseball. Okay, so here's your easy example. These are often in close proximity to one another for security purposes, as well as temperature regulation.
Penguins.
Adel, you didn't pause in.
Pause. Which... Penguins.
Aaron, you got the answer exactly correct. Adel is... paying for it dearly. Yes, the answer is penguin. Penguins typically huddle together for warmth, but also help the group know when predators are nearby, okay?
Because the last thing, here's what I'll say. If I'm a polar bear, and I'm one of the largest land mammals, and I'm ferocious and one of the most dangerous creatures of all time, if I'm charging towards a penguin to eat it, the last thing I want is several of them bunching together, because, oh no, now I'm going to get...
You think you're the largest until you see that thing, and you're like, what the fuck is that?
It's like, now instead of one snack, I get 25.
It's like bowling
penguin
pins.
Voltron. Yeah. Forms together and just starts smacking on the polar bear with arms made of penguins. Okay, here we go. Here's the next one. Penguin, base, or ball. You got to puzz in.
Yeah.
These are camouflaged utilizing a stealth concept called countershading.
Puzz.
Adel?
It's probably military bases.
Okay, Aaron, do you want to try to guess?
Penguin.
Answer, it is penguins. When in water, penguins' backs are usually a dark shade so they can blend in with the ocean when viewed from above. And bellies are usually white, so they can blend in with daylight when viewed from below. Wow, I had no idea that's why they were black and white. That's pretty
cool. I think adults made sense.
Yeah, adults did too.
Yeah, military I think bases. The bellies of military bases are white for a reason.
But you know what? They probably, military bases probably got that from penguins. They probably saw penguins in the wild and said, oh shit, we could use this to make war.
Let's just do what they're doing.
Okay, so it's 1-0. Aaron is in the lead. A specific type of these can emit a pungent smell to repel small flying creatures.
Puzz.
Addle.
Nasty ass balls.
Addle, it's balls, specifically moth balls, used to prevent moths or other critters from eating your clothes in storage or the closet.
And I think maybe it's 2-1, right?
The example one did not.
Oh, I see.
This motherfucker's trying to score points on the example? Aaron, can you believe him?
I was trying to give Aaron a point.
He was trying to give me a point, so yes, I can believe him very much so. What a genius. Mind.
You both just lost a point.
No, GPC, don't play God.
Play? These tend to be slippery and bitter, but are neutralized when its opposite is introduced.
Puzz.
Addle?
Base.
Addle, that is a base. You're on the board with 1 point. Base is in the opposite of acids in chemistry.
In the something, the base. Love, it never die.
When the egg lands in the ocean after a home slide, the opposing team can attempt to dive into the water to retrieve the egg before the hitting team slides home.
Puzz.
What?
Aaron?
Penguin baseball.
That's penguin baseball, yes. Yeah. The answer there is penguin baseball. Aaron, you're on the board with 1. The outside of these is fuzzy. No, 1. And you're lucky to have the 1 that God gave you.
Whatever God.
The outside of these is fuzzy for the purposes of regulating speed and direction. Outside is fuzzy for regulating speed. Aaron?
Penguin.
Addle, would you like to steal?
Puzz. Ball. Tennis ball.
It is ball as in tennis ball. The fuzzy outside is called the nap, and it creates a drag so the ball travels a bit slower and is easier to impart spin as it travels through the air. Wow, we're all learning a lot from this game,
too.
Can
you imagine?
No, I never learned.
You stumbled upon a little nest of tennis balls and they were napping. Oh.
Okay.
And you have to feed them by chewing up baseballs and spitting them into their mouths.
Ew.
What do tennis balls eat? Baseballs? That drags.
I think so.
Tennis balls eat baseballs. Baseballs eat footballs. Footballs eat basketballs, obviously. And basketballs eat tennis balls.
The circle of balls.
Circle of balls. Okay, here we go. These are covered with a type of oil specifically for protection.
Puzz.
Addle.
It's got to be penguins.
Addle, that is penguins. Of course, penguins have a gland that produces waterproof oil, which it rubs all over its body and feathers for protection against the cold.
You don't oil up your bowling balls? Wow.
So remember, if there's an oil spill in the Arctic, the penguins are loving it.
Now, I have a gland, but the oil that it makes sucks. I can't find use for this stuff. The film portrays the struggles and difficulties after a particular incident involving flight.
Puzz.
Addle?
Is this the March of the Penguins?
Ooh, it is not.
Oh. After flight?
Aaron? Puzz, base.
Ball.
I need a final answer from you. I heard a lot of whispering.
Ball.
Okay, no points awarded for this. This is the plot to the movie Base, a film made in 2017, with so-so reviews and a 67% on Rotten Tomatoes. Never heard of it. But it was pre-pandemic, so who can remember? Roosters come and make a scene when a foul ball occurs.
Puzz.
Addle?
This has got to be penguin baseball.
That is penguin baseball. The penguin baseball ones, I think, are a little easier to get. These are raised by various numbers depending on context, most often seen in exponentially related scenarios.
Puzz.
No one wants to answer this one. I can see Aaron.
Puzz,
go ahead.
Base.
Aaron, it is a base. The number raised to a power is called its base in mathematical terms. I think Addle's still up by 1, though.
No, I'm up by 3.
Well, who knows?
Let her have it.
No, don't.
Oh, I'll let her have
what?
It. Here comes the next one. One of these are found 1,850 feet underwater.
Puzz.
Addle.
It's got to be some sort of base.
Aaron.
Ball.
No, it is a penguin. The Australian Antarctic Program has recorded the deepest that the emperor penguins have dived underwater to be around 565 meters, which is 1,853 feet. Isn't that insane?
Only one of them did that?
Were they scared?
Yeah. Have we checked on them? Did they float to the top? Yeah.
They're just lost. That sounds like the Michael Phelps of their penguin. Like, they're like, yeah.
Long body, smokes weed.
That's Tony. He's
charming
insane.
Smile. Yeah.
Loves Subway sandwiches. Okay. Oh, God. This word is pronounced phonetically for people like me.
And JPC, of course, is the Ryan Lochte of penguins.
Okay, here we go. Metatarsalgia is a term related to these. Metatarsalgia.
Puzz.
Addle.
Give Aaron a point.
I will, when you answer.
Penguin.
A voice of a generation, Addle Refai.
Aaron, Addle said penguin. Penguin's incorrect. You do have a chance to get that point he was trying to give you.
Puzz. Ball.
Okay. Is this like the ball of your foot or something?
Specifically the balls of your feet. Yes. Metatarsus? That's something, huh? With a foot or something? It's not a smart guy podcast, okay? It's a three really dumb guys podcast. Here's the next one. This is the for all the marbles in the bag.
Mm.
I think we are actually tied up. So I think that this actually is for a big bag of marbles.
Are marbles balls? They have to be. Marbles. That's why they're called marbles.
Marbles.
Huh.
You know what? Marbles. I'm not even going to read the last one. We got the point with marbles. We're smart. Thank you, Dan.
We haven't lost our marbles.
We have not lost our marbles. We have all the marbles we'll ever need. Ooh. Hey, but if we need some more marbles... We haven't done this in a while. Casey, why don't we play a new voicemail theme?
Attention, this is the HRRPD, and we could use a little help from the community. One J.P. Riddles is a suspect at large, wanted for theft and raccoon murder charge. He's last seen wearing nothing but multiple rain jackets, some kind of scarf fashioned out of ketchup packets. His whereabouts and motives are both currently a mystery. See him, don't approach, as he has a violent history. Ask him down to the station. If you happen to have any information, or give us a call, contact us by phone. If you reach the voicemail, leave your message at the tone. Dial 805-RIDDLE-DLE-1. 805-RIDDLE-DLE-1. Maybe we'll catch that wacky son of a gun. Just dial 805-RIDDLE-DLE-1.
Oh my God.
That was fucking incredible.
That was amazing.
Whoever sent that, please start a podcast and let me listen to it.
Yes. Okay. That was amazing.
I believe that was a voicemail theme called Suspect at Large from Jesse Bloodgood from New York State.
Woo!
Said longtime fan, first time song submitter. So thank you so much, Jesse.
Incredible. 10 out of 10.
10 out of 10, Jesse. Thank you so much. Again, if you ever want to submit a voicemail theme song, just send it to hrrpodcast@gmail.com and try to keep it to around 30 seconds. Hey, speaking of things that you could try to keep to around 30 seconds, Casey, do we have a voicemail to play?
Hi, my name is Melody, and I've been a fan for a long time. I think that JPC is the most chaotic, awesome guy. Aaron is an angel upon this earth, and Addle is a goofy pun lord, and I'm so glad that this podcast exists. Finally, I'm getting married, and I need some help with my vows, so can you guys please give me some ideas? Thank you. I love you all.
Oh my gosh, wow. That's so sweet. Addle was just nodding along.
They want ideas for their vows. Now, I
Melody,
think that,
was
I
it?
Think... I don't know.
Melody, your name is like a melody. That's from.
I was right? not thinking about their name. I was thinking about what their partner's name might be because I have to write vows for this fucking person. And I know vows are supposed to be specific. So what I'm gleaming from your partner, from the very little I know about them, they seem tall. So I would lead with that. I would start the vows with, "Holy shit, you're tall."
I think that's great. I think you should start your vows with, "Hey, thanks for being here."
Yeah.
Thanks for showing up.
Mm-hmm.
Or, hey, it's nice to see you. That's my idea.
I think that's fantastic. I would say start immediately with I do. Get that out of the way. Then big breath, big deep breath, and then you're relaxed. And then just have a conversation. Because I think it'd be nice to just to set a precedent where couples aren't stressed about vows.
Don't stress.
You say I do immediately. Then they bring in a little table and chair. And you just sit down and you have a casual conversation in the audience, is what I think it's called at the
mm-hmm. audience. Yes.
The audience gets to just sort of enjoy the two of you chatting with each other.
Here's the thing too. And this is a common mistake for people who are inexperienced public speakers, which let's face it. That's what you're doing when you're doing your vows. You're doing public speech. You want to hold for laughs and hold for applause. If you're running through this whole thing and
hold
you think that you got 5 minutes, hold for everything. You probably got 10 minutes because you're not giving yourself enough time. So I want you to do long pauses. I want you to look at your partner and say, we'll just call this person Mark. I want you to look at your partner and say, Mark, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
And then a
baby. You're
baby.
So
Fuck,
tall.
You're
yeah,
tall.
Yeah, yeah.
What if you also did, maybe the British Office started this, and then obviously the American Office and Parks and Rec and all sorts of shows have picked up on it. What if you did your vows and you're like saying them, you're like, oh my gosh, I love you so much. But then you go off to the side and it's like one of those camera confessionals.
Yes.
Yeah. We should work those more into weddings because I think that's fun. We all love those.
I have an idea. I think you should steal Mark's vows and make sure
yes.
you go first.
Wow.
So this is real advice. And you two would know this uh-huh. if you were there. But Mariah and I did not do like traditional vows for ourselves. Because vows, I feel like are very much like I promise, right? Like I, you know, to have and to hold and to love and to care or whatever. But they're like things that
and
I
whatever.
Promise to do. We didn't like that whole idea of that. We wanted to be more personal. So we wanted to do like wedding speeches about like what we liked about the other person and or what we loved about the other person. And so that's what we ended up doing. But also, it did give me an opportunity to also work in some slams. And I think that if it's just as important to be nice and sincere, but you also, if you can work in some slams that'll play in front of the crowd, do that as well.
Humble them.
Yeah,
well, did,
yeah.
Did she get any slams in about you? Any funny
Let's
jokes?
See. Someone marrying me, did they have any ammunition to be able to deliver a slam? Huh, I wonder if I am bulletproof, nothing to lose.
I'll text her directly. I'll ask her directly, I think. I'll take my answer offline. Well, congratulations on getting married. And I would say just be sweet and specific and to the point.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and on your wedding night, enjoy finally getting to try what sex feels like.
Ew, gross. Ignore.
Okay, Aaron thinks it feels gross now. I'm in a different camp. To me, it's like going to the bathroom. It feels great.
Adel.
Yes?
Hi.
Hi.
Holy shit, you're tall. Anything to plug?
I want to plug lifts. If you have shoes, get lifts. They make you a little bit taller and people notice. Also, you can check out Hello from the Magic Tavern. Tell me about it and the Word Association podcasts. If you're looking for something new to add to your rotation, I believe by the time this comes out, JPC will have been on an episode of the Word Association. So if you're looking for an entry point, start there. Aaron, do you have anything to plug?
I would also like to double down on the Word Association and also Bill Buds. Check them out. Easy listening, I'd say. JPC, anything to read? Right. A review
of
the show.
I kind
of
look like a dick if I don't at least plug Sitcom D&D.
You don't have to.
Well. No, but I'll throw it in there. I have a plug Sitcom D&D. A lot of my friends are on that show, so I got to plug that one as well. And I also want to give a little plug to a little independent game studio called Larian Games. They have a little game called Baldur's Gate 3. It's an indie. It's a startup. I'm really hoping that these guys do well. I'm really hoping that they sell a lot of tickets to their game or whatever. Check it out. It's a pretty fun time. This 5-star review is from, Fighting. Thank you, everyone, for spelling your name in a way that I can read it. It's another little fun addition to this. Their review says, blurp. Boo boo bip skiffle dee dee whoop bop door woo skadoo boo piffle wiggle bing bang whiz bop fadoo ding ding dong ping pong king kong wing wong sing song llama llama pip 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 pop.
Does anybody speak scat?
We do have, Aaron, I believe you do know the Scat Man. Is that correct?
Yes.
Yeah. And famously, he's from Scabadaboo, which in Scat means...
Jupiter.
Skibadabadabee-bop-bop-bye forever.
Starring Aaron Keith and John Patrick Cullen. Casey Tony did the editing. And Marty Perrin did the music.
Hey there, horses and spiders. If you like that, you are going to love this week's Patreon. Hey Riddle Riddle goes down to the farm.
You can listen to that plus our entire back catalog at patreon.com/heyriddleriddle by joining the Clue Crew for $5 a month or start your 7-day free trial or the Review Crew for $8 a month and you get those ad-free episodes. See you there.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.